Pauly was inspired by the work of a Cambridge postgraduate student. Edmund Stoner, 35, was still working on his doctorate under Rutherford when, in October 1924, his paper, The Distribution of Electrons Among Atomic Levels, was published in the Philosophical Magazine. Stoner argued that the outermost or valence electron of an alkali atom has as many energy states to choose from as there are electrons in the last closed shell of the first inert noble gas that follows it in the periodic table. For example, lithium's valence electron could occupy any one of 8 possible energy states, exactly the number of electrons in the corresponding closed shell of the gas neon. Stoner's idea implied that a given principal quantum number, n, corresponds to a Bohr electron shell, which would be completely full or closed when the number of electrons it contains reaches twice its number of possible energy states. If each electron in an atom is assigned the quantum numbers n, k, m, and each unique set of numbers labels a distinct electron orbit or energy level, then according to Stoner, the number of possible energy states for, say, n equals 1, 2, and 3 would be 2, 8, and 18. For the first shell, n equals 1, k equals 1, and m equals 0. These are the only possible values the three quantum numbers can have, and they label the energy state 1, 1, 0. But according to Stoner, the first shell is closed when it contains 2 electrons, double the number of available energy states. For n equals 2, either k equals 1 and m equals 0, or k equals 2 and m equals negative 1, 0, 1. Thus, in this second shell, there are 4 possible sets of quantum numbers that can be assigned to the valence electron and the energy states it can occupy: 2, 1, 0, 2, 2, negative 1, 2, 2, 0, 2, 2, 1. Therefore, the shell n equals 2 can accommodate 8 electrons when it is full. The third shell, n equals 3, has 9 possible electron energy states: 3, 1, 0, 3, 2, negative 1, 3, 2, 0, 3, 2, 1, 3, 3, negative 2, 3, 3, negative 1, 3, 3, 0, 3, 3, 1, 3, 3, 2. Using Stoner's rule, the n equals 3 shell can contain a maximum of 18 electrons. Pauly had seen the October issue of the Philosophical Magazine, but ignored Stoner's paper. Not known for his athleticism, Pauly ran to the library to read it after Sommerfeld mentioned Stoner's work in the preface to the 4th edition of his textbook, Atomic Structure and Spectral Lines. Pauly realized that for a given value of n, the number of available energy states, n, in an atom that an electron could occupy was equivalent to all the possible values that the quantum numbers k and m could take, and was equal to 2n squared.